Well, sweating
That's
that.
why it gets warm in here.
It was very warm up here.
Jacket off.
Yeah. Oh, come on. We've sat in too many cold soccer games.
So I sat for about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I talked to him about last week. I'm like, oh, I
didn't either.
What you think? But nobody else. Yeah.
I'm gonna call them on the
then it gets bigger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is this. So well. It just
well because the street over is a baking really up here and this alley is given to that wow and so two people have already gotten the right one.
So what do we have to do?
Get the waiver for them to make a recommendation. But
I don't know. Maybe they're just a long time to clean.
They're meaning well. Right. Usually they're really kind of long.
So I mean, to be careful with this. They usually do file in the country because they have to get a notice. So we have a bunch of.
How do I make these people go to the side?
Oh, there we go.
Six o'clock.
Okay. I call this meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps and silence phones, and join us in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Welcome, everyone. Amanda, would you call the roll, please?
Steiger?
Here.
Ringo?
Here.
Rundquist?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ernie?
Here.
All right, all present and accounted for. I would call for an approval of the agenda.
Second.
Thanks, Fran. Thanks, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Let's move on. We have 13 items on the consent agenda. Are there any questions about any of them or anything for separate consideration?
Yes. I have some questions about Marion Avenue Youth Conference.
I think that is not on the consent agenda. That's a special event.
Oh, then we just approve the consent?
No, we're not yet. We're working on that. Okay, that's okay. Was that a, is that a vote to approve?
It is.
All right, thank you. And Elaine is, has a second on that. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay. Now on to special event requests. The first one is from Marion Avenue Baptist Youth for a conference, a youth conference on the square on May 2nd. I think there might be some questions. Is anyone here from the church, either in person or online, to answer any questions? Wait a minute, where did everybody go? Didn't we have some people online?
They are. I just moved this.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So what?
Okay, the question is, what, till midnight on a school night with young people seems awfully late, and then also the people who live downtown with the activity going on till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
How, I wondered how long the actual conference part is. I know some of this is set up and taken down, but
mm-hmm.
how long will the actual conference go if somebody knows that?
I do. Chief, can you?
From in the past, I don't think it's gone much past dark, much past 10 or 11.
Really?
I think they just included that for the takedown, but I don't.
Okay.
This is similar to what we've done, what they've done before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've had any issues.
Okay.
No complaints or anyone that,
you
know, that just seems
late.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and for downtown residents, too.
Because usually we tell people 10 o'clock, you know, for the people downtown who don't have people banging away in their front yard, you know, that
mm-hmm.
time of night.
Okay. Does that satisfy your question?
If they go till 10 o'clock and
okay.
Midnight.
All right. So this event is set for the 2nd, which is
Thursday night.
Yeah. We won't have a meeting. Yeah, we won't have a meeting before that. So could we, do you want to make a motion to approve this pending the end time? Or?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like them to wrap up at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That's tear down too, or at least tear down, be done by 10:30 or 11.
Okay.
Not tear down.
Can we communicate that to the,
yes,
to them about that? Okay. I also had a question. There's no, unless I missed something, there's no information about insurance. I assume
it's
on file. Great. Okay. So I would entertain a motion to approve this item.
I make a motion to approve the Marion Avenue Baptist Church Youth Conference, the town square for May 2nd, 2024.
Okay.
4-10.
Okay.
I'd second that.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next special event is Hospice of Washington County annual 5K walk run fundraiser on September 21st. So they are really on top of things. It's a fundraiser for hospice. Is anybody here to speak on this? Anybody online?
Hi.
Oh, there's Tiffany. Hello.
Can't hear her.
I think you're muted, perhaps, or do we have to do something?
Can you hear me?
Nope.
I'm not muted.
Hmm. Okay.
We had trouble last time.
Is it on her end?
I can hear you guys.
We can't hear her.
So what speakers does this come through on? Do you guys know?
No.
Camera, speaker, same as system.
They're already same system.
Okay. Technology. Nice when it works, but usually there's some snafus.
It worked after the last council meeting, so I don't know.
Try it again, Tiffany.
Can you hear me?
No. Are you unmuted?
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. We'll try one more thing here.
Hi, May. When we have problems like this in court, sometimes it's helpful if the person goes out and then comes back in.
Oh.
Okay. And I don't know why that is.
Tiffany, could you log out and then log back in again?
Do you want to try participants first down at the bottom and see if they were asked?
What do you want? I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to come up here? I'm not sure what. Maybe we should, why don't we move on to the next thing and come back to this? Or
what is she logged on? Because you can unmute her over here.
I don't see her.
Well, does anybody have any questions for?
It's pretty standard.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah. Lots of maps and everything.
I think we're okay just to go.
Okay.
I would make a motion to go ahead and accept this.
Can you hear me?
Second.
All right. Tiffany, did you hear that?
She gave a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. So you are, we have to vote on it, but I think you're going to be approved. So thank you for getting this to us very early. We have a motion and a second to approve this. All the favors say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving on. Farm and Home Mutual, 150th anniversary celebration, May 7th from late afternoon to 7:30. This is on the square. I've got a lot of maps here. Anybody have any questions about this? I don't know if it's through the chamber or just that they are the longest running business in Washington County. Questions? Motions? Do they have an insurance on file? I mean, they sell insurance, so I imagine they probably are insured. Oh, yeah, that's here.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Make a motion. We approve the Farm and Home Mutual 150th anniversary celebration.
All right. Thank you and thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is the JT Sips for a shop hop on April 19th and 20th. Set up outside of Purposefully You. They've done this before.
I make a motion that we accept this.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is the American Legion Memorial Day Observance. Mike York, the commander, is here to give us a little more information. So, good evening.
Well, is this better? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Any questions for me before I tell you what I have to tell you?
No, I think this has been a longstanding tradition. So
it has been. And I do want to thank the city council, the present city council, and the past city councilors for approving the Memorial Day service in the park. We did it for the first time in 2021, and that was to make people feel comfortable, you know, they could socially distance or not then. And we had quite a few people there in 2021, yes. That's been a long time ago. But it's basically going to be the same format as in the past 3 years that we've done it. Last year we had over 150 people, and that's not counting those who were in their cars around the square. And contingency plans, if it should be inclement weather, we will adjourn to the high school gym. But basically, it's going to be about the same as it has been.
Okay.
But we are definitely thankful that we're able to use this
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions or motions?
I'll make a motion. We approve the American Legion Memorial Day observance at Central Park.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Next is presentation from the public. Is there anybody here that has signed up, Amanda? Dan, all right. Come on. And introduce yourself and give us your address.
Sure. My name is Dan Henderson. I live at 2480 Robbins Court, Washington, Iowa, but I'm here tonight representing a local advocacy group, Washington for Justice. And my purpose is to convey to the City Council our enthusiastic endorsement of the upcoming mayoral proclamation about April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We think this is an important issue. The purpose of our group is to help create an inclusive community. And too many times women are not listened to, they aren't paid attention to when it comes to things like sexual assault. And just bringing it to the attention of the public is a real plus. So we applaud you and the City Council for that proclamation. Now, part of our group, also, our purpose is also educational. And to that end, we are offering a free public session on April 23rd on this topic of sexual assault awareness at the public library at 6:30. We're partnering with the Rape Victims Advocacy Program of Washington. And one of our guest speakers will be Deanna Hansen, who I think is on screen. I saw her name up there a little bit ago. She probably can't say anything, but she'll be one of our speakers. The other speaker will be Chad Ellis of the Washington County Sheriff's Department. Now, this session will highlight resources that are available to victims, information from law enforcement, and participants will hear from a victim of sexual assault, so they kind of get a firsthand view. Now, I know some of you are going to be busy that night. And so, unfortunately, I'm sorry it was scheduled the same night as the mayoral forum for candidates, but we want to invite whoever can make it to that event. And if I may, can I pass out some announcements about that?
Mm-hmm.
There should be enough to go around for everyone there. Now, in addition to the first page is the announcement about the Sexual Assault Awareness Program, both in English and Spanish. The second page, and this is just kind of a side note, the second page is an announcement about our Juneteenth events coming up in June. And so I want to make the council aware that those are coming. We've got a great program lined up for that. They'll be at the library. So that's all I wanted to say. Again, thank you for the proclamation.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Doc. And leading to the next item, which is the proclamation that April 2024 is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in this community. And whereas the goal of Sexual Assault Awareness Month is to raise public awareness about sexual violence and educate communities on how to prevent it. And whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment harm our community, and statistics show that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 67 men will be raped at some point in their lives. Whereas a child's sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience sexual assault before age 18. Whereas a line can be traced from sexual violence to systems of oppression, the theme of this year's Sexual Assault Awareness Month campaign is Building Connected Communities. The campaign uplifts the role of inclusive, equitable, and connected communities in reducing sexual abuse, assault, and harassment. And whereas our community joins advocates and communities across the country in taking action to prevent sexual violence And whereas our community's achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to prevent future violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the City of Washington, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2024 to be Sexual Assault Awareness Month in the City of Washington and urge all people to work together to create change and prevent sexual assault in our community. Signed on the 16th day of April 2024 in the City of Washington, Mayor Pro Tem Millie Youngquist, City of Washington. Thank you. All right. And we'll be giving a special certificate. Chief Lester will be giving it to Deanna Hansen later this week. Let's move on to claims and financials. Kelsey, did anyone give you any questions?
Had a few with some long explanations. I'll try to go through those as quick as I can. The first question was just about the building and facility maintenance fund, and that is a fund that we started 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, that at the end of the year, if we got over $1 million from general fund, we'll transfer a portion of that money over into that building maintenance fund, and that'll help for big repairs or big purchases that we have to make in the future for our building. And then all the last three were the water plant. There is electric pump. There was a service agreement for a VFD replacement for $6,016.94. I reached out to Kyle and he said this was something that they got 3 bids for a couple of years ago, and that company was the low bid, and it gets done every year. This is the second VFD replacement, which they had also gotten a bid from Jetco and electric pumps, and they replaced a heater in the controls on the north tower and a relay switch on the south tower. After that was the Jetco 2-year SCADA contract for $26,496. And that is the service agreement with Jetco that handles all the SCADA communications. It's year 5 and also most expensive because they upgraded all the hardware and software. They have them service software and upgrades yearly, but every 5 years they get new SCADA computers, data computers, and monitors, along with software and alarm upgrades. This bill is usually around $10,000, and next year it'll go back down to that $10,000 range. So for the next 4 years, it'll be that range. Then the 5th year, it'll be higher than all those upgrades. And then the very last question was global payments, and that is the debit card and credit card admin fee for $5,046. That's a monthly fee that we pay to process all the credit cards for the counter payments and online. I'm currently waiting for them to do a rate analysis, and hopefully we can knock some of those fees down to get them to be a little more reasonable.
Okay. What was that last item? What category was that in?
Everything was
under water plant. Global payments.
Water, okay. Water plants.
Global payments.
Ah, okay. All right. Thank you, Kelsey. Anyone else have any other questions about items? All right. I would entertain a motion. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Pat. All those in favor of approving the claims report, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Next is the finance report.
The report from March 24th, the full budget tax assessment has increased from the end of February by $131,481. That gives us a March month end balance of $10,032,813. After 9 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue and almost all of our funds, including the general fund, by $297,129 due to our lack of property tax revenue that will pick up in April. The airport fund by $9,255 due to fuel sales, the refuse fund by $12,742 due to transfers, and the water fund by $26,626 due to charges for services. Both the sewer and the sanitation funds are ahead of budget due to our purpose for services. At Connect Funds of Operations, expenses are behind budget for water, sewer, and sanitation funds. The theme in most funds this month is that we're over budget due to three payrolls, our work comp insurance installments, and our general insurance. In addition to those expenses, the following line items are currently over budget. In the general fund, we're over budget for seasonal work, repairs, building maintenance, utilities, payments to outside entities and staff development, airport fund for fuel and grounds maintenance, road use for vehicle operations, contractual services, equipment, supplies, signs, street maintenance, transfers out, and the seal coat program, the water plant for credit card fees, meters, and chemicals, water distribution for vehicle repair, minor equipment, and operation supplies, sewer plant for operational equipment repair, building maintenance, engineering, tech services, biosolid application, and the truck purchase, sewer collection for safety supplies, training and equipment, and sanitation for other contractual services.
All right. Thank you, Kelsey. I would entertain a motion.
Well moved.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. All right. Now we're down to new business. The first item is discussion and consideration for a resolution approving a license agreement with Plant Washington. And I think the only thing we had to, they were here last meeting, and the only thing we have to now, the only part that was missing was the insurance. And we have that now. So, we do have a person here with it. Do we have any questions? You make it.
Well, I'd just like to thank you all for the support of this project and extend the invitation when we have a groundbreaking. We'll give you a gold shovel for that. And you really feel like you need my help, you can till up a whole garden. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. And I would entertain a motion unless you have other questions.
Make a motion, we approve.
The resolution.
Number one, discussion. How do we word this?
The resolution.
Plant Washington.
Yeah.
Plant Washington.
Okay. Second. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Thank you. We have a garden. Thank you. Now we've got a long looking agenda, but items 2 through 13 and 17 through 19 are dealing with our community development block grant housing rehabilitation project that we received $400,000 grant. So it's just paperwork and approving the payments, but we need to go through it all. So, all right, number two is the forgivable loan for 319 East Washington Street.
I'll make a motion that we accept the forgivable loan for 319 East Washington Street.
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. And all those in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed, same sign. Moving on to number three, this is a contract for 319 East Washington with L&M Construction.
I'd like to just a little discussion. I received a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very appreciative of the grant to help.
From the owner.
An elderly person. And
right.
They did a beautiful job and he was very, very happy.
I wanted to extend that. I told him I would.
So I'd like to make the motion that we accept the contract for 319 East Washington Street.
All right.
Second one.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Going on, this is some government requirement, but we have to approve the anti-kickback statement. I don't want a kickback, anti-kickback, for 319, same property.
Motion to approve the anti-kickback statement.
All right, Isla and Elaine was the second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Same sign. Okay. Number five, discussion and consideration. This is a construction agreement for the property at 319 East Washington.
I'll make a motion that we accept this construction agreement.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Now moving on to another property at 703 South 3rd. We still have the approval of the forgivable loan for this property.
I'll make a motion that we accept the forgivable loan for 703 South 3rd.
Thank you.
Second one.
Thank you, Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. And the approval of the contract for 703 South 3rd with L&M Construction.
I'll make a motion. We approve the contract for 703 South 3rd Avenue with L&M Construction.
You, Ivan, who would like to second that?
Second.
Okay, we'll give it to Isla. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay. And now the anti-kickback statement for that same property, approval of that.
Make a motion. We approve the anti-kickback statement for 703 South 3rd Avenue.
Thank you, Pat.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. Okay. Going on to number nine. Again, this is the contract construction agreement with L&M Construction for that same property.
Motion to approve the construction.
It's exhausting.
Agreement with housing rehab.
Thank you, Isla.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed. Same sign. Okay. Now the forgivable loan for another property. This is at 326 East Jefferson.
Make a motion. We approve the forgivable loan for 326 East Jefferson Street.
Thank you, Ivan and Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Aye. Same sign. Okay. And now approving the housing rehabilitation contract with Swift and Swift LLC for that same property.
Make a motion. We approve the rehabilitation contract 326 East Jefferson Street with Swift and Swift LLC.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. And all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Now the anti-kickback statement for 326 East Jefferson.
Make a motion. We approve the anti-kickback statement for 326 East Jefferson.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Number 13, this is the construction agreement for that same property with Swift and Swift.
Make a motion. We approve the construction agreement for the housing rehab program for Swift and Swift LLC for 326 East Jefferson Street.
All right. Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. All right. Moving on to number 14. Now, this is for approval and discussion consideration for a pay application to Cornerstone Excavating for the 22 Washington Water Main Improvements. This is, we put something right in the middle of here so we couldn't, you have to actually think, not just madly stamp. So any questions about this? This is Cornerstone Excavating in the amount of 133,551.48. Questions?
Good project. Mm-hmm. Needs to be done.
Yep. Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And who would make the second? Thank you, Pat. And this is a voice vote. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is a change order to reconstruction for the Washington Library. And this is in their makerspace, I believe, in the amount of $804. Let's see, there it is. Yes. And I'm not sure.
There's some sort of add-on.
Electrical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Electrical something. Does anybody?
Do you say? Students in like a power access post. Mm-hmm. The first page that says that. Like how Ethereum labor to get power to access the phone number.
Is that in That's one of these pages.
Yeah, right. It's right after the.
Oh, it's right after this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the other, yeah.
Okay.
Motion to approve the change order number 6 for reconstruction to the library.
Second.
All right. Thank you. And thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All right. Number 16. This is a pay application to reconstruction for the library makerspace. And this is, let's see. Any questions about this? Again, this is for the library makerspace. I believe all of the funds for this project come from the library fund, so it's not coming from the general budget.
Make a motion to approve the pay application number 7 for reconstruction for the makerspace of the library.
Thank you, Pat.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Now the next one is a pay order for, this is another property for this housing rehabilitation program at 1027 East 3rd. And apparently this was on a previous agenda. Is that right, Deanna?
The paperwork, like the forgivable.
Yeah, the other contract, stuff.
And all that was on a earlier one.
Okay. So this is for 1027 East 3rd.
I'll make a motion that we pay order for homes in vocation 5,355.
Second.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And thank you. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Same sign. Both sides. Then number 18, this is another pay order for the same housing rehabilitation program for 319 East Washington in the amount of $10,550.
Make motion that we pay order for 319 East Washington to L&M Construction.
Thank you, Renee. Would like to second.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. One more pay order for the housing rehabilitation program. This is for 703 South 3rd to L&M Construction in the amount of $5,355.
Make a motion that we go ahead with the pay order for the housing rehabilitation for 703 South 3rd.
Thank you. Who would like to second that one?
Second one.
Thank you, Pat. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Now we're on number 20. Okay. Discussion and consideration of approving hiring a consulting firm for the city administrator search. Let's see, Kelsey, you've given us information here. You've sent it to us. And you also got some additional information from them. Do you want to just kind of review that?
So I reached out to MGT to see when they'd be able to start, and that was 2 weeks from acceptance of the proposal by council. And I reached out to just to see if we didn't have a successful search the first time, what our expenses would be for a second search. And that was the same as the other one. It would just be the expenses and advertising. It wouldn't be the whole fee all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure that we had information from both of that same type of those, basically apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
But either one could start within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, one's somewhat considerably cheaper than the other one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. One is Iowa-based business, and the other is a national or Where are they, out of Illinois?
This is out of
North Illinois.
Yeah, okay. So what are your thoughts?
Well, the one has names we recognize, which is somewhat reassuring.
And both could start roughly within 2 weeks. What was the timeline? Was it similar for the process?
The MGT was 14 total weeks.
So this was 12 weeks. Okay. So what are your thoughts on this?
We certainly, with the management consulting, definitely familiar names, names that we've worked with for years. They have a good understanding of our area. Very knowledgeable people, quite active with the League of Cities as well. What I have to say. And cheapest. They're the most inexpensive.
Economical.
Economical, yes.
Which won't be our biggest consideration, please.
Right, no, no.
But the other team, the other group, which is very professional and very impressive, but I noticed they don't do a lot. They don't have a lot from Iowa. I mean, nationally, they have a lot of, yes, they've done a lot nationally, but they don't have as many from Iowa as.
They only have 5 in Iowa. And that's a concern. Do they know, do they understand small town Midwest?
And when you say 5, this is, oh, I see the client
actually
list.
4. They work for the same county.
Five. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Oh, Windsor. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to me, that 101 years of cumulative Iowa local government experience, that's a lot. I would agree with that. What are some of your other, what are your thoughts? Fran.
I looked at the numbers. I consider the PM management consulting. I personally have talked to one of their people. He's a friend of mine. And I know he'll do us a good job. He knows what's going on. Y'all know who he talks about. Right.
Oh, okay.
He still loves Washington. He's not ready to come back yet.
Oh.
Well, that was part of our conversation.
I see.
So I my vote is for, yeah.
Okay.
Me too, the management.
Okay. Okay. Pat, you're.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So are we ready to make a motion? Are we, I mean.
I'll make a motion that we accept the proposal from, is it Thea?
Yeah, we don't need to find out what, how they pronounce their name.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Elaine and Ivan.
Yeah.
So to go with the management and get the process going, all those in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, same sign. Okay. Great. The next one is a discussion and consideration for a resolution endorsing an application for an Iowa Cultural and Entertainment District program designation. This is something I learned about going to a couple of conferences. It's through the Iowa Department of Economic Development and with support from the Iowa Arts Council. It's a designation similar to the Great Places designation, but it is still actively supported, and it designates a smaller area of a city. Areas certified with this designation are well-identified, walkable, mixed-use, compact areas of a city or a county in which a high concentration of arts and cultural facilities serve as the anchor. So I'm thinking of the State Theater, our library with a new makerspace. We have several, like the Art Domestique, and there's one above the new Northside Diner. I can't remember the name of that business. They do art things. But there's no cost to apply. Amanda and I are working on the application. Has to be submitted by May 3rd, not March, I'd be a little late. So we have to get the resolution approved by the city council. Does anybody have any questions?
What is the benefit going forward?
The benefit is that we would be recognized as a cultural and entertainment district. And that would be something that would be in advertising. I would think that designation would lead to other developments, other projects, possibly funding that could come to Washington.
And is there going to be a cost in the future?
No, there's no cost to apply. It is a 10-year designation. And
will there be extra work to continue that through the designation? Is there going to be a need for committees work through as we go through with this?
No, I don't believe so. We have the committee for the Hotel Motel Committee. They have approved and supported this. The Great Places Committee has approved and supported this. And it's kind of really just recognizing what's already happening, because a lot of it is private businesses or, you know, the library, the theater, things that are already happening. And I think will encourage more development and draw people to come to. I mean, this library space is going to be fantastic. I think they'll be having classes there. It's a totally open area where a lot of different things could happen. So, and plus we have Central Park with the bandstand, and there's concerts and the farmers market and craft fairs and movies in the park and the snow festival in that, you know, in December. So there's a lot of things that really can go towards our application.
They have money.
Who has money?
They have money. So if you're designated, then you can apply for their money. So that's,
well, it depends if the legislature approves, you know, that funding.
I thought they were something that had money yet.
I'm not sure if there is funding, but there are grants that we could apply for from the Iowa Arts Council.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And if you're designated as this, I think that would give you a leg up on things. So there's really no cost, but it's just recognizing something that we already are. So
I would motion to approve the application for the Iowa Cultural and Entertainment District Program designation.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign.
That's your resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure. Thank you. I had that circled too and I missed it. Go ahead, Amanda.
Yes. Vernon?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Sager?
Yes.
I know?
Yes.
Younger?
Yes. Okay. Now, another resolution to approve an extension for the down dig grant with DW Developments for the upper floor renovation at 111 North Marion. This would be the up the old journal building. So
this is their kind of second extension in a row, not just for this. We also did it for the hotel too. Mm-hmm. And that, I'm not saying we should be concerned, but
they are working over there.
Yeah,
At the at where?
At North America.
The journal.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. It's noisy.
Yeah.
But what I guess so
they've got a lot of irons in their fire, but
that's are. More of my concern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're doing a lot. Not against that, but
does the DIG agreement have they have to be completed by a certain time?
Seek reimbursement, yes.
And how long were they given in originally to do this?
2 years is the was the DIG grant.
Okay. They were given 2 years?
Yeah.
And that and so we have to apply for the extension or what?
No, you can authorize the extension. Yeah. We've done this for other people.
But they've already had 2 years to work on it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I would agree on the extension because I want them to work on the hotel. So,
Well,
I do understand. Do
both, but I think,
okay.
Hotel. I understand your concern.
Yeah. I mean, what we don't want is
they're not having a tank. I don't.
I'm not saying this is the case, but we, help people out. There's money there for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone scoops it up, and now we just sit on it forever, right? And not saying that someone else couldn't, but.
I'm not sure. Did they were they not able to get started right away, or
no,
are they waiting on?
Are they the flooring took a long time.
Are they waiting on some?
No, they are using the existing concrete, and they had to sand it and do all sorts of stuff, and it wasn't as smooth of a project as they thought it was going to be.
Hmm.
But now the flooring is done, and now things should go very quickly.
Okay. Okay.
So by this, they're saying June 1, but the deadline is August 31st.
No. So they're saying they would like the extension to extend to the end of August just to be sure, but they are anticipating being done by June 1st.
Okay. All right. Thoughts? Any more questions?
Being optimistic. I will motion that we approve the extension to August
31st.
Whatever you're asking for.
31st.
1 second.
Okay. Motion and second. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Youngquist?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Number 23, discussion and consideration for a resolution. This is for the hearing for letting proposed plans for the Wellness Park concession stand project and taking bids thereof. Okay. That is going to be May 16th. Okay.
I'll motion that. I was just hearing they had hundreds of children out there for their invitational thing on the weekends, and the parking was all full. They had to park along the road, and they really need this concession stand and the restroom. Mm. And they were very grateful that the city had the porta potties, but they also put one in a little more convenient spot that they really appreciated. So it's
the porta potties were nasty. The other day, was yesterday.
They were very nasty.
Okay,
they were. They were appreciated. They were well used, and they hadn't been serviced.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And it was. I will say again, this is so needed out there.
Yeah,
the soccer
agree.
Kids are the ones that seem to have to endure the worst of it, and they are super excited.
Yeah.
To have this.
Good. So is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
A second.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Ivan. This is a resolution, so call the roll, please, Amanda.
Ivan?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Douglas?
Yes. Okay. Number 24, discussion and consideration of a resolution setting the public hearing for fiscal year 24 budget amendment number 2 for May 7th.
So moved. Setting public hearing for fiscal year 24 budget amendment 2 for May 7th, 2024.
Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Pat. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
That was you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We're getting punched like kind of crazy. Okay, number 25. This is a discussion and consideration for the second reading of an ordinance amending the code of chapter 41, fireworks. And we had the first reading already. Does anyone have any questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the second reading of the ordinance amending the municipal code of the city of Washington, amending chapter 41.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. And Amanda, will you call the roll?
Daniel?
Yes.
Geiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Now, number 26 looks like a very long ordinance, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. This is approving or the TIF or?
It's to create the TIF district.
Creating the TIF district for the Country Club subdivision. I mean, you have to do this in order to collect the TIF.
This is our final part, piece of the puzzle.
Yes.
It's just the base value and agricultural lots, and then we have the value on the house.
Right. Okay. Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we accept the first reading of the ordinance providing the general property tax levy and collected for each year on certain properties located within the Washington.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine and Ivan. And Amanda, would you read the roll?
Yes. Tiger?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Ringauer?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And then number 27, are we tabling this or?
There is a memo here. PNZ tabled it, so it's really not in front of you, so we won't take any action in the
night. Okay.
But when the PNZ meets again and makes a recommendation, put it back on.
Okay. But there is a memo here. This is regarding
that.
That was before the meeting.
Yeah, so.
That's before them.
The meeting
was yes.
I see. Okay.
Since they tabled it, it's not really in front of you.
I see. Not really. Okay. Ignored it. Okay. So we can consider that later. All right. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Let's do departmental reports. Chief.
Mark didn't report within your packet. We're continuing to get scams and fraud calls. Mm-hmm. The one we had last week, you may have seen our Facebook post. The scammers were impersonating a federal agency as well as our department and convinced the person to turn over several thousand dollars in cash when they came to pick it up. So, again, trying to educate the residents to not accept those calls and trust somebody that contacts you by telephone and is asking for cash.
Oh, my gosh.
You mentioned the soccer fields. We had an issue with emergency vehicle access on West 18th over the weekend. There was an ambulance call on Saturday to the soccer fields, and ambulance crew reported they were delayed by about 10 minutes pulling in to get access because of the way vehicles were parked in that parking lot. We're working with Nick and JJ to improve some signage out there and to encourage them to use the grass lot that is to the east of the main parking lot. The city owns that for overflow. Apparently that wasn't used. So we need to encourage the use of that area and leave the main drive open so the emergency vehicles can drive straight in that east drive through the fence and have access to the fields. So we're hoping with some communication, some better signage, that can be fixed. Probably also add when we address some other parking issues that the committee is working on, probably add that section that's in the city limits of West 18th to no parking. There's not enough shoulder there for them to park on anyway. So technically they're parked on the travel portion. Mm. But I think, you know, we could put some signage up on the city limits portion of that, indicating no parking in that area to help alleviate some of that as well. Lastly, I sent all of you an email last week on a meeting we had with the school in preparation for their change of the traffic flow and stuff around the new middle school, which will be opening in August of 2025. So just wanted to get that out there in the forefront, and at some point I think it would be good for the council to have a workshop and have some discussion on how that works and how the capital improvement plan, maybe some adjustments to help with that planning so that they're not opening up a new school and we're turning around within the same time frame and tearing up the streets and blocking access off and messing up the flow of traffic right off the bat with that project. There's a lot of need for some sidewalks and you know, some no parking areas and things like that for both the vehicular and pedestrian traffic that'll happen when that opens up in August 25. So I think we need to have some good discussion on that and start planning ahead rather sooner than later.
Yes.
And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Kevin?
Nope.
Deanna?
So we DOT opened bids today for the traffic lights.
Yeah.
And the bid came in $230,000 over the estimate. So once the information gets out and we review it, I know Leland plans to maybe to have a discussion and I'll be involved. We were encouraged to combine the three projects thinking it would give us a better bid price, but obviously that didn't happen. So we may have to rebid and separate everything out, and then Leland thinks that might be a better way to do it. So I don't know that we'll have to discuss that. But anyway, that's what happened so far.
So how much over was it?
$230,000.
Just one bid?
Yeah, just one bid.
What were we combining that?
Yeah, what were we combining?
So it's the painting, taking the road diet down.
Conversion.
And then the pavement, and then the signals.
Hmm.
So basically all the stuff that we wanted to get done, we rolled into one big project, thinking it would be advantageous, but obviously.
Okay.
Quite
well. Well, oh, glad darn.
Which was with the encouragement of video, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, at the time, so.
Right.
Well, maybe you can see why they encouraged.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Elaine, what do you have?
Well, our weekend was quite eventful in our neighborhood as there was a malfunction at the Brava plant and we had jackhammer all night long. And they finally we got to the correct people, and I have been in constant contact now with Brava and with their plans, how they're going to fix it. There was a malfunction. They some sort of a computer glitch caused a shaker inside of inside an empty container to beat all night long. But with that being said, I have talked with the maintenance, head of maintenance and head of their EPA. And I now have their personal cell phones and a plan procedures and policies on how they're going to handle this and what their future plans are for the plant. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you 100 times over to Brava. Now we're working together as a neighborhood to make things better. And I'm really, really excited. The new EPA person has only been there 4 months and he answered so many questions, and I'm very excited now. It was rough weekend. I will admit that there was a lot of noise over the weekend,
But we're we've got a good plan in place and good. Very excited for that.
Good.
The soccer fields, I just want to make sure that the area, I don't know if it was, but make sure that the area is mowed, that they want us to park in the next time we have that. And I think if we get ropes and so forth, and we'll work, get some volunteer, get some Silver Cord kids out there to, sometimes they don't park very well.
Yeah.
And we need to get that going well. So I definitely want to work through that. I think, again, Mr. Mundia thanked us for the grant for his house. He's very, very appreciative. And I thought it was really super nice that I heard from him and he let me know.
That's good. So, thank you for sharing that. Ivan.
Going back to the soccer fields, can we make sure we keep on the blue room people to clean that and porta potties?
Yes.
Because, yeah. And going back to Chief Lester about the scams, I've been getting a lot of scam calls for Alliant Energy. Trying to collect. I don't know if you've made a notice or people aware of that one, but they've been constantly calling. I know, to me at least, I have.
Yeah, we've had those in the past. We haven't had anything reported to us.
Okay.
Recently, but yeah, I don't know, mm-hmm. 8 months or a year ago, we have something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, I have nothing else.
Okay. I also Elaine forwarded me the video, and I have to be driving by the Brava tile, and then there were some people there working on Saturday afternoon, so I stopped and talked to them. They said they were building a fence around.
They're going to put a building.
Enclose that.
They're going to enclose those.
Okay.
And so I'm very excited about that. They hope, mm-hmm. he doesn't have a start date, but mm-hmm. they are going to enclose. They're also going to talk to the trucks. They're hoping keep the trucks daytime hours that come in, not the trucks that load and unload, but the trucks that unload the product. They it's a long humming grinding sound for mm-hmm. roughly 45 minutes, and they're going to try to keep those within normal working day hours, and hopefully as they finish their mm-hmm. these bins that they have, mm-hmm. that will okay. alleviate that. They also had a hose break Monday, and it sent a dust cloud through the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so they had the truck replace all of their clips, whatever broke. So even though it's a brand new truck, they just went through and they replaced them all.
Okay, that's great.
So I appreciated that because mm-hmm. it does make the neighborhood worry. First mm-hmm. noise, a dust that we don't know what it is mm-hmm. blowing through.
And the people I visited with said that powder was calcium.
It is calcium.
So, but it's probably not good to breathe. But yeah.
But the neighbors directly to the west, it was like a complete whiteout when it breaks. Mm. So,
and I would encourage you to share the contact information with Deanna and Jeff, mm-hmm. you know, so if we have future issues that mm-hmm. we know who to contact, thank you for doing that research. I also worked with Zach at the cemetery, resolving an issue of a cemetery plot and headstones with the family. I attended the legislative briefing last week in Kelowna. And then I wanted to remind everybody about the Farm to Film Festival that is coming up, pass that around, coming up this weekend on the 20th and 21st. It's a totally free event. The very first thing, Saturday and Sunday mornings, there are going to be movies shown in the State Theater. Saturday morning, they're going to show a new movie that has been made about Ragri. And on Sunday morning, there's Mike Zoss is going to be there. They're going to show Saving Brinton, that movie. Mm-hmm. And then this room is also a location for showing movies. So whole thing is totally free. I'd encourage you to check it out. Come for one session or the whole thing. So I think that's it. Ida.
Okay. I guess I didn't know. When is the concession stand going to be? What's our, we have a date for completion, or in the fall sometime, or?
Well, hopefully, yeah. Once we go out for bid and get going on it, probably the small one, we hope.
Okay. Otherwise, it's been quiet pretty much in my neighborhood, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Pat?
I got a strange phone call the other day wanting me to help out their son who was at the county jail who needed medication and they weren't getting it.
Hmm.
I thought, honestly, I thought it was a scam, but I actually, well, I have mobile patrol on my phone, so I looked it up. Their son actually was incarcerated at the time. But, didn't call them back. I found it odd.
Yeah.
They were seeking out a, I'm not sure of me, I'm assuming they were, I had actually texted Elena, said, did you get a call like this? I don't know if they were seeking out counselors for him, but I don't know why.
That's weird.
Our friend over off Monroe, the camper in the yard, we haven't moved that yet.
Is that Mr.? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be. Is it dry enough to go in there? Because we got a whole bunch of stuff out of there now. Yeah.
Well, we had it rain today, but I mean.
Maybe it's not going to be.
He's not there.
Okay, so.
Oh, he's not?
He's.
So you got to follow
away. He's in Eliza County.
Oh. So maybe we talk about that first thing and somebody hired to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a distance meeting this Thursday?
No, we didn't fill out. I thought we were moving.
Yeah, okay. I thought we were moving.
Okay. I'll just talk to Anna. We'll see if we get somebody hired.
And it's the ribbon cutting for the Northside Diner.
Yeah.
This Thursday at 10.
10 o'clock.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I'm excited.
Yeah, they're not opening yet. But they're having a ribbon cutting. Just they're going to be. You can get five to work there.
They, I don't need another job.
Who needs another job? But anyway, so
what's their plan? What's the plan opening date? It was like originally the end of March, wasn't it? So like,
well possibly
training and like hiring and getting people trained.
So they're open. So. I don't know that they've set an opening date. I think they're. But they've got the remodeling basically done.
Okay.
Get inside and see how nice it looks. Fran, you can close us out.
We'll close up the problem. Been on the city council for quite a while. I've yet to see a parks department report in our packet. Somebody explain to me why.
I don't know.
We're having issues out of the soccer field with parking.
Mm-hmm.
We're having issues with grass getting cut. This is under Nick's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not getting a report before all this happens?
That's a good point. I'm sure we could
if
request
he's in
that.
Charge of that. He's in charge of our parks.
Especially now.
Park.
Especially
he
now
that,
that, you know, it's the active, their active time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good point.
But I would like to know what he's doing with his time. We ask the same thing of every other employee we have, from the police officers, to our maintenance people, to our street people, even our cemetery guys, accountability for their time. What are these three guys doing?
Okay.
We pay them $60,000 a year to mow grass. I'll take a job over for
there's a lot more that they do.
Yeah, there's a lot more than that.
You know, I know there's more than that. But we don't know that. We haven't been told.
Well,
we need to know what's going on in that department also. That it's getting bigger. And it's going to continue to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And more important.
Okay. Good point. Will you follow up on that, Deanna?
Yep,
okay. Absolutely. Good point. So we'll try to get that for our next packet.
On that note,
okay, so motion
second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
I couldn't find anything
long agenda, but we did it through.
I'm sorry.